Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. I am host A.
And I am host B. It is Monday, and before we get into today's news, we need to talk about the forecast, because things are heating up significantly across West Michigan.
That is an understatement. If you step outside right now, it is about 66 degrees with clear skies. It feels beautiful. But do not let this morning's weather fool you. We are heading straight into a major heat wave driven by a high-pressure ridge, often called a heat dome, settling right over our region.
Exactly. Temperatures are expected to climb to 88 degrees by 6 p.m. tonight, and tomorrow it gets even more intense. Local meteorologists have issued a 13 weather impact alert for Tuesday and Wednesday. We are looking at highs around 89 tomorrow, but with the humidity, that heat index is going to approach 100 degrees. It is serious heat. Interestingly, this week marks the 90th anniversary of the hottest day in Grand Rapids history. Back on July 13, 1936, the temperature hit a staggering 108 degrees. We are not going to break that record, thankfully, but a near 100-degree heat index is nothing to ignore.
Definitely not. The silver lining here, if there is one, is that forecasters are saying the humidity levels should be slightly more manageable than what we saw during the heat events earlier this summer. That means we might actually get some relief during the overnight hours when temperatures drop back down into the low to mid-70s.
Which is crucial for giving our bodies and our air conditioners a break. But you still need to take precautions. Drink plenty of water, limit your outdoor activities during peak afternoon hours, and please check in on your elderly neighbors and your pets.
Good advice. All right, let us move on to our main stories for the day.
Our first deep dive today looks at a major move from City Hall. The Grand Rapids City Council has officially approved a sweeping new affordable housing initiative aimed at addressing the severe inventory shortage across Kent County.
This has been a long time coming. We have covered the zoning reform debates extensively on the show, but this new initiative puts serious funding and policy changes behind those zoning updates. The city is essentially creating a multi-million-dollar public-private partnership fund to incentivize developers to build middle-income and low-income housing units.
Right, because the core issue has been that building affordable housing just has not been profitable enough for private developers, given the skyrocketing costs of materials and labor over the past few years. This initiative offers tax abatements and direct grants to bridge that financial gap, provided that a certain percentage of the new units are price-capped for residents making below the area median income.
And the numbers are stark. Recent studies show that Grand Rapids is short by thousands of housing units, which has driven rent prices up significantly. Young professionals, service workers, and even established families are finding themselves priced out of the neighborhoods they have lived in for years.
During the public comment period before the vote, we heard from several community organizers who argued that while this initiative is a step in the right direction, it might not go far enough. Critics point out that the definition of affordable is still tied to a regional median income that is skewed higher by wealthier suburbs, meaning the units might still be out of reach for the city's most vulnerable residents.
That is a really valid critique. The city council acknowledged that, with several members stating that this is just phase one of a broader housing strategy. They are also looking at how to utilize city-owned vacant lots and potentially streamlining the permitting process so that when these affordable projects do get funded, they don't spend 2 years tied up in bureaucratic red tape.
The timeline is the other critical factor here. Even with the funding approved today, developers say it will take at least 18 to 24 months before we see these new units actually hit the market. So there was no immediate relief for renters facing lease renewals this summer.
True, but having a concrete pipeline of inventory on the horizon is better than nothing. It sends a signal to the market. Plus, the initiative includes some immediate provisions for rental assistance programs to help keep people housed while the new construction gets underway.
We will be keeping a close eye on which developers step up to utilize these new incentives. The first round of grant applications opens next month, so we should have a better idea soon of where these new developments will actually be located.
Moving to our second deep dive, there is huge news out of Lansing that will directly impact families right here in West Michigan. The state legislature has passed a comprehensive new education funding bill, and it includes a substantial increase in per-pupil funding.
This is one of the most significant investments in K-12 education we have seen in years. The bill increases the foundational allowance for every student, which means districts like Grand Rapids Public Schools are going to see a massive influx of operational cash. But what is really interesting is how the bill targets specific at-risk districts.
Exactly. It is not just a blanket increase. The legislation includes an equity formula that provides additional dollars for students who require special education services, English language learners, and students from low-income households. For Kent County, this translates to millions of additional dollars specifically earmarked to close the achievement gap.
And district leaders are already outlining how they plan to spend the money. A major focus is going to be on mental health resources. We've seen a huge push from parents and teachers asking for more counselors and social workers in the buildings, and this funding will allow schools to hire those essential staff members.
Another big piece of the puzzle is teacher retention. We have talked before about the teacher shortage facing Michigan. Several local districts have indicated they plan to use a portion of this new state funding to increase teacher salaries and offer signing bonuses to attract new educators to the region.
It is a competitive market out there. If a neighboring district can offer $5,000 more a year, teachers are going to commute. This bill gives schools the financial ammunition they need to stay competitive. However, some conservative lawmakers argued during the debate that throwing more money at the system without attaching strict new accountability metrics is a mistake.
Right. The debate in Lansing was quite heated. Opponents of the bill's structure argued that we need to see corresponding improvements in standardized test scores and graduation rates. They are worried that without mandates on how exactly the money is spent in the classroom, it might just get absorbed by administrative bloat. But proponents, including several prominent representatives from West Michigan, countered that local school boards know best what their individual communities need. They argued that giving districts the flexibility to choose whether they need a new reading specialist or a building upgrade is the most effective way to govern. The governor is expected to sign the bill into law later this week. Once that happens, local school boards will begin the process of revising their budgets for the upcoming academic year. It is going to be a very busy summer for school administrators.
All right, let us hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up today's show.
Sounds good. We have got a mix of local updates to get through, from infrastructure to summer events.
First up, the Grand Rapids Public Library has announced a major expansion of its summer reading program, adding new interactive workshops and extending hours at several branch locations to accommodate more families.
It is a fantastic resource, especially with this heat wave. Libraries serve as vital cooling centers, so having more programming available gives kids a productive and safe place to spend these incredibly hot afternoons.
If you are planning to travel this coming weekend, be aware that the Michigan Department of Transportation has announced significant lane closures on I-131 as an alternate route if you are heading through the city center.
The closures will start late Friday night and run through Monday morning. MDOT says to expect heavy delays and advises using US 131 as an alternate route if you are heading through the city center.
In higher education news, Grand Valley State University is launching a brand new bachelor's degree program in cybersecurity starting this fall, aiming to meet the massive regional demand for tech security professionals.
With so many businesses moving their operations to the cloud, the job market for cybersecurity is exploding. GVSU says they already have a wait list of students eager to enroll in the new specialized courses.
Finally, for sports fans, the West Michigan Whitecaps are returning to LMCU Ballpark tomorrow night for a crucial 6-game homestand that could determine their playoff positioning. It is going to be a hot one in the bleachers, so if you are heading out to the game on Tuesday or Wednesday, make sure you grab a cold drink and try to find some shade. The team is running a few promotional nights, so it should be a great atmosphere despite the weather.
That is going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily.
Remember, that 13 weather impact alert goes into effect tomorrow. So stay cool, check on your neighbors, and stay hydrated out there.
We will be back on Wednesday with more news from around West Michigan. Thanks for listening, and have a safe and great Monday.